Welcome to My Talking Eye. My name is Tinky Smith. I'm your host. And of course, Iris is with me. She is my silent co-host. She keeps an eye and an ear out for anything that I might miss. And she gives me a gentle little wink and tells me I need to pick up the pace or slow down or whatever. But we're here to bring you a message today about life after loss during the holidays. This is often described as the most wonderful time of the year, a season filled with joy, togetherness, and celebration. But for those of us who have experienced a loss before the holidays, or any time where this kind of brings a sting, the holidays take on a different kind of meaning. Instead of being a time of joy, they become a season of navigating memories, grappling with the absence of the loved one, or just kind of trying to find our way through grief. Every tradition feels incomplete. Every gathering feels quieter. And every day just kind of seems slower. And the weight of that loss seems heavier when the rest of the world is focused on celebration and joy and togetherness. But today on My Talking Eye, we're going to be exploring the unique challenges of grieving during the holidays. I'll share my personal journey after losing my daughter, Lily, and the lessons I've learned over the years and how I have found ways to honor her memory while creating space for healing. And if you're navigating loss this season, I hope this episode reminds you that you're not alone. It may feel like it, and physically you may be, but you can change that. But even in the midst of grief, there is always room for light and love. And those that are around you need to know that you're receptive to being there with them, for them, so that you can not feel that loneliness and that loss by yourself. So the holidays have a way of amplifying everything we feel. We see the beautiful trees, you know, that are lit up with lights at commercial spaces. We see decorations in people's yards. And for this, it feels positive, but at the same time, it feels empty, and we have to learn that it's a time to celebrate, connect, and to reflect on the good things in life. But for those who have experienced loss, there's an emptiness. The holidays just seem to amplify something else, that absence of the loved one that we're missing. I can remember my first Christmas without Lily. She was the heart of the holiday season in our family. She loved everything about it. Decorating the tree, baking cookies, singing along Christmas songs. And without her, it felt like the air had just been sucked out of the room. Like, am I supposed to put up the tree? And it just seemed so empty. And everywhere I turned, there were reminders of her not being there anymore. The ornaments she used to hang and the songs she used to hum. And even when she washed the dishes that she helped us to prepare the meals with. And now what used to feel like joy felt like a hollow echo of what was a long time ago. Even a short time ago. But what I've learned is that this overbearance of grief isn't something that I needed to resist. It was a reflection of the love that I have for the person that I'm missing. That part of me that I can't hold, that I can't touch, that I can't talk to, that I can't smile at. But, you know, we have to learn that the grief that we are experiencing and the love that we have and had are deeply, deeply intertwined with each other. It's kind of like they're two sides of the same coin. So we have to learn to allow ourselves to feel the grief, because we're not alone in that. If you're with others that have lost the same person, they're feeling that too, and they're not sure how to deal with it. So a coming together is kind of like leaning in and living with it instead of fighting it. So we have to make space to feel that the love is still there along with the grief. And remember, the two sides of the coin are very important to pay attention to, because if we ignore one and we only put our focus on the other, we're missing the value of what that coin has to offer. The holidays come with an unspoken expectation. You're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to put a smile on your face. And that's hard to do when you feel like your grief is suffocating you, like it's just sucking the air out of the room, like you don't have your own space to breathe. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've asked, and I cried, why aren't you here with me? Why aren't you more in the holiday spirit with me right here? But then people say to me, you know, Lily's not here anymore. Lily wouldn't want you to be sad. And while I know that they mean well, those just seem like empty words. And these comments often made the grief that I was feeling, I was holding, much, much heavier. Like they didn't understand what I was going through, but they were doing it the same time with me. But I was ignoring them. So here's what I've learned. It's okay to not feel okay. Your grief does not book a flight on a vacation to go away just because it's the holidays. So you have to learn to step back, and you can say no when you need to. You can say, this is just a little rough for me right now. And the reason you might do that is because it feels overwhelming and you want to protect your own energy. You don't owe anybody that presence at their event. But what you do need to realize is that they don't want you to be alone, and you really, really don't want to be alone, because you're still trying to navigate all this. The loss is harder than what some people can begin to imagine, because it's your journey. They're on a similar road, but not the same as you. Maybe you're going a little slower, a little faster, or you're in a lane where you got your signal on, where you're trying to say, I'm changing lanes, but you don't. So instead of forcing yourself into what the holidays used to look like, or they're supposed to look like, give yourself permission to do this. Do the holidays your way, whether it means scaling back, creating new traditions, or just simply taking the time to rest, to ponder over what was. But don't allow it to sink you into an abyss like what happened to me, because I became very angry and bitter, and I didn't allow anybody to put up the tree. I was not nice. You don't need to be that way. But one of the most healing things that I've learned is the power of honoring the loved one during the holidays. The first Christmas without her, I didn't even put up a tree. Oh, no, wait, I did. Because her daughter was living with us and she took over. But every time I realized that it was the holidays, I had to bring myself around just a little bit to be there for them. I realized that incorporating my daughter's memory into the season wasn't just comforting, it was a way to keep her close. We could laugh at, you know, the things that she used to do, sing songs. Then we did something special. We created some rituals. We had some things made that, you know, had Lily's Christmas with Santa and stuff like that. And every morning, we would look at it and, you know, share some stories during our family gatherings. And we'd share our favorite memories of Lily, her funny laugh, her quirks, and the way that she held our family together and she made the holidays brighter. And talking about her keeps her alive and in our house, in our home during those holidays. She had such a generous spirit, and we did, you know, a wide variety of things. But these simple things don't erase the pain. But what they do is create a sense of connection where we don't feel the emptiness as hard, as difficult, as painful as it is. But what it did is it reminded me that Lily's love is still here. It hasn't disappeared just because she's not here. You just have to look and see the person that is next to you or across the room or whatever and just realize that they loved that person too. So over the years, I've had to learn a few strategies to help me navigate the holidays with a little more grace and not be a big jerk. And if you're going through some difficult times during the season, and let me tell you, grief isn't just about the loss of a loved one that died. It can be the loss of a partner. It can be, you know, being in a new house somewhere and you don't know your neighbors. There's no family around. You don't really have any friends. Or maybe you've lost a pet. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've had to do things differently. And you've got some degree of grief in you. But over the years, you know, you have to learn how to navigate all of this. And by navigate, I mean going from point A to point B so that you can not be stuck, not be left behind and missing out on something. Because loved ones are just that, loved ones. Ones that are here that you can, you know, hold and share stories with. So we're going to take a few tips just for a moment and say, this is things that I can consider. Number one, it's okay to say no. You can set some boundaries. You don't have to go to holiday parties. You can simplify whatever you do just by making it feel right for you. Number two, simplify your traditions. If everything else that you've done before is just a lot, and it feels like it's way, way too big to try and manage, scale it down. And then focus on what really has strong meaning for you, and then just let the rest of it go. Maybe you don't need that big of a dinner, or you don't need that big of an apple pie. Just cut back on it enough to know that it's comfortable for you. And then you need to learn to lean on the people that are there for you, who understand what you're going through, whether it's a family member, a friend, a support group, because sharing your feelings about what's happening for you at this point in time can be incredibly healing. Number four, grief is really overwhelming, but you can take just a little bit of time to step back and allow yourself to breathe, because that breathing is going to be so important, because it slows you down and it allows you to just relax for a moment. Whatever you can do to catch your breath and just relax and be calm can allow you to get regrounded. So maybe it's watching the sunset, going for a drive, lighting a candle, or listening to a favorite song. Let those things be a placeholder for you. And number five, find ways to keep your loved ones' memories alive, whether it's doing some rituals, you know, like singing songs, having a dinner, something special, wearing something that they had, a hat, a shirt, you know, a piece of jewelry. Maybe it's donating some money or some time, something that puts a value on your time and your efforts. Or maybe it's just a simple act of kindness. If you live in a snowy area, maybe you can get out there and shovel somebody's driveway. But you can set your boundaries, simplify your traditions, find a friend to talk to, or maybe just sit with. Focus on those small moments and find a way to honor their memory. The holidays will never be the same without my daughter, but they've taught me something very, very important. Grief and joy can coexist together. I'm not happy with the other side of the coin, but I can't change that. But I can change my attitude. I can change the look on my face. I can change how I feel, because I'm in control of what I say, what I think, and how I act, especially around others. Because, you know, really it's okay to laugh and to smile and to find moments of joy even when you're grieving. And it's okay to also go into another room, find a corner, or just go away to feel that sadness, to maybe even cry, or to miss them with every fiber of your being. Because the love that we had for our loved one, it doesn't end just because they're not here. It transforms, because death is waiting for all of us, but it doesn't have to be the end of the love, of the memories, of those cherished moments that made a difference, that connected us. Because grief and love and that transformation, it all becomes a part of who we are, and it is going to be guiding us as we move forward. So as you navigate the holidays, give yourself some grace. Don't just feel stuck. Don't leave those that love you out of the picture. Take it one moment at a time and just breathe. And remember this, grief is a reflection of love, and that love will always be a part of you, of the one that you lost, of your other loved ones around you. I'd like to thank you today for joining me on my Talking Eye. This is my second episode, and I'm sharing because I need to. I'm sharing because it's important for me to help others learn that you're not alone. Because holidays can be really, really hard, but they can also be an opportunity to honor the one that you loved, to reflect on the love that you shared, and to create your space with them for healing. I'll see you next time on my Talking Eye. And if you would like, you can visit mytalkingeye.com to learn more about what my story is, what I'm doing. Until then, take care of yourself and remember that this is life advice online, but the therapist is not included. Happy holidays to everyone.